And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We hope you're sticking around and waiting around. We want to remind you a couple of lines open. 602-277-5827. If you're one of those that always calls and it's busy, now is your opportunity to jump on in before they do busy up, because trust me, they will. You having troubles with your phones there, Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll just go ahead and continue the show without you then.
Go ahead.
Who needs headphones when... I've got a pair. Don't worry about it. I'll translate what Adam says. By the way, we're going to bring Adam in. Those of you who don't listen regularly, Adam is our scream ager that's now all of 15 years old.
Yes, as of Wednesday.
As of Wednesday. And he calls in really to school us on things, technology. And I think Ken's got his headphone situation all worked out now. So
I'm all good, Adam. I'm with you.
All right.
I thought he was a tweenager.
No, he turned 15 now. So
you're all man now.
You hear his voice?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Like, there it goes.
He's not sick still, is he?
Wild thing. What's going on, Adam?
Well, I know a lot of your parents out there hearing from your kids, I want an iPod. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, you want a what? So I have come on this radio show to tell you about the iPod.
About the iPod.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now you mean there are people on this planet that have not heard and understand what the iPod is?
Believe it or not.
Please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you saying about our audience?
Our audience.
I'm just giving out a little bit of information.
All right. Well, let's hear it. What's the pitch for an iPod?
Well, I have an iPod. I have the iPod Mini, which holds about 1,000 songs, and I love it.
Only 1,000?
Only 1,000.
Well, what happens when you run out of music?
Well, you put more music. Well, you put different music on, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the iPod is just a little music player that has a big storage capacity. The iPod Mini is very small. It's probably about the same size as a cell phone, maybe a little smaller than that. It can hold up to 1,000 songs, and it has about 8 hours of battery life.
So now, I mean, the portable music devices are, obviously a lot of people know about them. Since you're talking about the iPod, why don't you tell people that don't know what else the iPod can do? It's not just a music machine.
Oh, right. Well, the iPod has some interesting features, like you can hold notes on it, text files. It has contact lists, so you can have take people's business cards and basically put all the information on your iPod. You can have a calendar, and it actually comes with some games just to pass the time if you ever need to do that.
So it's almost like a very limited version PDA, a personal digital assistant, huh?
Yeah.
And it comes in many, many manly colors.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, but does it take pictures?
It does not take pictures yet. However, the iPod photo model...
Wait a minute. Why would you develop electronics that don't take pictures? Everything else takes pictures.
Yeah.
You know,
I've got a remote control that takes pictures.
Right now, I'm predicting the iPod within the next 2 or 3 generations... Obviously, there's a attachment for the bigger iPods that will allow it to capture pictures already. But I think before the next second or two or three more generations of this thing, it will be a phone, camera, music player. It'll be a music player that's converged into all these others instead of our phones converging into iPods.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to choose from 55 different manufacturers that have all-in-one devices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that is the future, according to Ken.
Yeah.
If you believe Ken at all.
You know, it's a gamble.
They'll call it the iPatch or something.
I think that these portable music players are just a fad, and they're all going to go away, and nobody's going to have them after a year. That's my prediction. What do you think?
Hey, what do these iPods run?
Well, the iPod Mini is about $250. It holds 1,000 songs. The big iPods that are up to 20 gigs that can hold a lot more than that, they start at 300. And the iPod Photo, I don't have a number for that right in front of me. I'll pull that up.
I think they're like 450 or 400 or something. They're up there.
You mean 450?
450.
450.
Now, what about the competitors? What about Creative's, what do they call it, the Zen?
No, that's they have the a Moovo, too.
Moovo. Well, the Moovo's their little teeny tiny non-hard drive version.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
The Zen now has a 60-gig hard drive.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's $100 cheaper.
I have a 20-gig Zen that had a 60-gig hard drive until my wife plugged in the headphone jack too hard, and now it doesn't work at all.
Ew.
Oops.
So I've got a really expensive hard drive with a cool screen on it that you can't do jack with.
You know what I did with
that? I'm not bitter, though, honey.
No.
Well, I almost forgot the new iPod Shuffle that Apple just released.
Is that the new...
It's just like the Moovo.
That's like the new dance.
Yeah, it's a lot like
Moovo.
Shuffle, though. The iPod Shuffle is kind of a little, it's a little non-hard drive based. It looks like a one of those portable thumb drives.
All right, Adam, come clean. How much Apple stock do you own?
I do not own any Apple stock.
It just split. I know you're trying to push this thing because every time we turn around, you're trying to push some kind of Apple product.
His uncle
Apple
is Steve Jobs.
Apple will dominate the world. Don't you guys know that yet?
How the young are so clueless.
You don't understand.
Apple actually put out the all your base are belong to us.
Yeah. All right, there's the Apple spokesman of the week. Take care. Hey, thanks, Adam.
You better believe.
He wants you to believe.
He's working on it. He's working real hard on it.
I know. You know what I think he's trying to do is he's trying to get somebody over in Cupertino to send him some free goods because he's always pimping their products on their show.
Could be.
And you know, it may work.
They got cool looking goods.
They do.
That's for sure.
Oh, no question about it, but they're expensive.
A little bit.
Everything.
That frees up a line, 602-277-5827, by the way. A nice smooth transition right there into
DVDs?
Something else, into DVDs. Yeah, we're talking about, or we said we're going to talk about DVDs and DVD burning and try to demystify the DVD plus and minus and the percentage sign in front of all the R and RW and whatever those things mean and the dual layer and the single layer and the
so
X's.
Shall we get to that and explain it or not?
You shall, because remember I told you I don't know jack about this.
Does our time allow us to get into this?
We got so much time it hurts. We got about 6 minutes before we're up on the next break, which in radio world is tons and tons and tons of time.
Shall we tackle this, Mr. Bauer?
We shall tackle it.
DVD.
Digital?
Versatile or video, whichever one you want to use.
Disc,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So most of you have experienced this technology. Usually first generation was a read-only memory device. It was a DVD-ROM.
That's right.
Which basically would play back movies if you had encyclopedias or video games or anything like that on a DVD. You had to have one of these drives to play back, but there was no recording function.
Right. But now...
Well, actually, the first recordable DVD was something called a DVD-RAM.
That's right.
Which is like random access memory. And it was really just the DVD technology used as a storage device. It didn't do video that you could play on other devices. It was really just for an enormous amount at the time. What was an enormous amount of space? 4.7 gigabytes.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm going to pass out.
It was. It is.
Need some air there.
Unfortunately, when these first came out, the discs were, I believe, about $60 a piece.
And they were use it one time.
Well, no,
and
no,
then
it was,
store
it
or
it's reusable. RAM. It was reusable. It was rewritable. It was just expensive and slow, and all these other things. From there, other DVD technologies were introduced, and as is the case with the electronics world. Two kind of factions kind of got together and created their own standards for DVD burning, which is where why we're in the mess we're in today.
Thus the confusion.
Everyone that gripes about Microsoft's monopoly has no idea how Windows being so dominant really makes life a lot easier in a lot of areas. Imagine if you had to go to the computer store and had to choose between 15 different operating systems and 300 different computers.
That sounds like Linux to me.
Yeah. Notice how that's really taken off.
Yeah. Hey, it's a viable product, man.
It's good for us peoples. So basically, this lack of is a good example. Because there's not a single standard for DVD burning, you have two groups, one led mostly by Sony and one led by just about everyone else. Sony always likes to do that. I think and Philips and a couple of others.
Well, they won with beta, so stick with it, Sony.
You know what? And that's probably the best analogy. It's not quite the same because these are very, very similar. There's a DVD plus R and plus RW, and then there's a minus R minus RW. And these are these two factions. And then the question becomes, well, which one should I buy? And if you look at the actual manufacturers that are backing the particular technology, you could take it to its logical next step and say, well, my home DVD player is a Sony, so shouldn't I stick to Sony's version of the DVD burning? Because obviously Sony would tend to try to make sure that whatever was burned on that drive would work on their playback machines.
Right.
Manufacturers made it really easy, though, because all of them pretty much jumped on the bandwagon a little while back and said, we'll just be able to create and be able to handle both technologies.
You have now a large selection. It used to just be Sony. Now you have four or five manufacturers that are providing what they call multi-format drives. And if you're looking at buying a DVD player today, if you get nothing out, or DVD burner, if you get nothing else from this show, make sure, just so you can hedge all your bets, make sure you get something that has all the formats, the pluses and the minuses.
That's right.
Right. Just make sure that the box shows a plus symbol and a minus symbol in front of the different letters that are accompanying it. And if you want to be super duper compatible, make sure it does both single and dual layer.
That's a whole other ball of wax.
Yep. It is, yep. but if you want to be super duper compatible, those are the two things to look for, and you ought to be in pretty good shape.
Well, actually, there's another thing to consider. If you're a big time
this from a guy who doesn't know jack about
it. Yeah, I was going to say.
Right.
remember what Brandon said, so take that with the
right,
suggestion.
Mr. Clueless, that's nice.
There's another thing to consider, and we're seeing this in a lot more DVD burners. They're doing the DVD plus and minus RW, and they're also doing DVD RAM. So if you're a hardcore computer person and do a lot with large chunks of data, the DVD RAM drives cannot be played back as video in your regular DVD player. So
it's good for like archiving stuff.
Great storage medium for data.
We did not say it's a good backup device.
I don't believe it to be.
No.
We said it's a good archive or storage device. Different thing.
So what's the difference between archive and backup?
Well, backup is something that traditionally or you're going to generally do on a fairly regular basis, like daily or weekly, and you're going to be taking your computer and backing it up, and then the next time probably replacing that or at some point replacing those backups. Versus archive, which is you're going to take a bunch of stuff on your computer that's kind of like dead files, things you're not working with anymore, but you may need someday. Rather than delete them, you're going to put them on this DVD and set it on a shelf somewhere and then remove them from your hard drive to free up space with the idea that someday, if you had to, you could go back to that stuff.
Indeed. So you mean all of those photo albums that my wife has that have been collecting dust forever, that if I start adding up the dollars, I get really upset?
Right.
Those are archives?
Right. Don't think about that.
That's right.
Don't think about that because that's only going to be hurting. I can give you a really good example. If you're like an architect or an engineer, for the last at least probably 8 to 10 years, you've been doing things most likely in a fairly electronic world with programs like AutoCAD or other drawing programs. And these files that you're creating for whatever it is, from a widget and a gadget or to a house or a building you're producing, take up lots and lots of space. Well, once this project has been built and it's done, you don't really need to have daily or even weekly kind of access to this thing, but you may want to go back at some point in the future because somebody wants to remodel, add on, change, or just pull that up to make reprints. You may want the ability to go back to those project files at some point. A perfect solution would be to archive those kinds of things on DVDs and catalog them somehow and clear up that drive space to use for new projects coming on board.
How about these people that really believe that the paperless office is possible?
It is.
What if they scanned in like every document they had and burned those to those DVD RAMs?
Right.
Huh? How about that for storage?
Right.
And then one little disk.
And then shred all the papers.
And then hope to heck that disk never gets screwed up.
Because I've never seen a scratched or broken disk before.
No. So then you do a backup of your archive.
Right. An archive of an archive.
That's right.
Wow.
Archive squared.
We call that an R archive?
Tell you what.
Something.
It's about time for us to take a quick break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we've got Van, who built his own XP box, and he's got some consternation.
Woohoo!
We got Tony with Van. Adele, and who's that? Deborah with Adele, and Spike with Adele. And
what the Dell?
Everybody's got Adele. So we're going to talk to all you folks, and we'll talk more about DVDs and some other stuff and some junk right here on the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR.